Blessings, family. Welcome to Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. Today I want to kind of talk with you about three little words that we hardly ever use or seem like we're afraid to use. And those three little words is, I don't know. I don't know. I found, especially as a pastor, you know, we want to kind of sound like that we, you know, because we can quote the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, or even as a theologian or a teacher or something, you know, we want to kind of, or we want to make ourselves feel like that we have the knowledge that we don't know something. But then the Lord began to minister me about these three little words, I don't know. And what I began to understand about those three little words, I don't know, it's a humbling phase in life. It's a humbling stage. When you get to the point that you can say, I don't know, that means you're allowing the Lord to be able to tell you what you do know. I remember some years ago when I was out playing golf with some other men of God, and we were out there on the course, and the one minister or the bishop that I was playing with, he made a statement. He said, you know what? The older I get, the more I read the word, there's some things that I begin to realize. He said, I've been in the ministry for a little 30 plus years, and I know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I can almost quote it from Genesis to Revelation. I can give you scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. He said, but whenever it dawned on me that every time I open that holy word called the Bible, and I would get something new out of it, that's when I realized how little I knew. And he said, so you got to get to a point that it's okay to say, I don't know. It's a humbling phase. It makes you humble. It makes you, you know, it tells the Lord, when you can say to somebody, especially to the Lord, I don't know, then it means that you allow yourself to be filled in with his knowledge, with his know-how. We don't always have to know everything, especially as ministers and people of the Word of God. We want to impress people sometimes. I'm just keeping it real with how much we know about the Bible, and things like that. But I've learned for myself, there's times when I will say, look, I don't know. I have to go back. Let me research this. Let me look at this again. Because I don't want to give somebody, when handling the Word of God is a privilege. A privilege and a gift from the Lord when he gives you a download to give to somebody. So being able to say, I don't know, also shows that individual that you don't think that you're all that in a bag of chips. It shows that you're a humble person, man or woman of God. So I've learned to put that in my vocabulary, repertoire, if you will. I don't know. I'm not going to even pretend sometimes when people ask me something about in the Bible. If I know it, I'll give them a common sense answer. If I don't, I will say, you know what? Right now, I don't know. So let me look at that. Let me research it, and then I'll get back with you. All it is, people of God, saints of God, family, is just a sign of humility. So don't be afraid to say, I don't know. If you say, when you get to the point where you can say, I don't know, then the Lord said, good, then I can give you what you need to know. God bless you. God keep you. Again, this is Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins, and I hope your day is full of blessings and favor. And again, remember, don't be afraid to say, I don't know. God bless you.